p.m. according to the WMFO. MFO, Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two and some of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, especially when it's a little extra sticky. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about an hour and something. It's going to be time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. As I've already alluded to, as though you didn't know, it's a little toasty today. Even here at Babyland, where we're pre-recording the program as usual. It's so hot, I'm not turning off the fan to record this. That's how hot it is. I'm also recording before I've decided what I'm going to play. It's another one of those weeks because I gotta get this going. But I do know generally what's gonna happen, so I'm just gonna get right into it because really, you're just here for the silliness. I know that. Oh, and the love. Don't forget the love because it's all about love here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
going?
So-so.
A lot of it's rubbish, you know.
Hmm.
Hey, you have the same trouble with your trousers as I do.
Yes.
Here we go with Raynance. Tulip, turnip, rosebud, or rhubarb, filly, fling, beef stew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Diamond, doorknob, sapphire, or sawdust, champagne, or just homebrew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Do I get the booby prize, or will I be the hero? Am I heading for blue skies, or is my ceiling zero? Tulip, turnip, moonbeam, or mud pie, bankroll, or IOU? Tell me, tell me, tell me, Jean Face, what am I to you?
Turnip.
Buttercup.
cup.
Mop, mop, mommy, mop. Mop, mop, mommy, mop.
Roll in sunshine, here in Picardy. In the blush of the sweet morning dew.
Pretty, pretty there for me.
Roses are blooming in Picardy. But there's never a rose like you.
What's the matter? Come on, smell those roses.
Mid I in the summertime, and the roots may be so far apart, but there's one rose dying, not in Picardy. That's the rose that I keep in my heart.
See the little roses bloom, rose for a honeymoon. Wish it was a happy group.
But there's never, never, never a rose like you.
Oh yes, it's true. Roses live and roses die. Lovers laugh and lovers cry. Wish you knew the reason why. There's no love for you and I.
But there's one rose that dies, not in Picardy. That's the rose that I keep in my heart.
But there's one rose that dies, not in Picardy. That's for roses I keep in my heart.
Ray, there's a flower arrangers convention here in New York, and I've asked Mrs. Bertha Upton Lockland of New Hope, Pennsylvania, to come by today and tell us a little bit about what's new in flower arranging. Mrs. Lockland, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the Bob and Ray Show.
Thank you very much. Fire away with the questions, and I'll try to answer as best I can.
First of all, Mrs. Bertha Upton Lockland, how many
well,
members...
Well, now, you don't have to go through that all the time. So, it's all right to call me Miss Bertha or Mrs. Lockland. But going through
well,
Bertha
is it Miss or
Lockland,
Ms., actually?
It's Ms.
Ms. Well, Ms. Lockland, how many members of your group are here in convention in New York right now?
14.
And I understand that you've taken over part of the Coliseum for your exhibit, is
that's
that right?
That's right. My different flower arranging exhibits are up there.
Do you have a particular favorite that you're arranging over there?
Yes, I am arranging a very lovely combination of roses, gladioli, and skunk cabbage.
That's rather an unusual combination, but one that I should imagine would be very effective. What sort of an occasion would you use an arrangement like that on?
Well, a wedding reception, burning of the mortgage, or any such occasion where you want flowers.
Well, now, can you tell us briefly what some of the other arrangements are over there?
Yes, there's lovely lilacs. Of course, they're quickly going out of season.
Yes, but they are right at their beautiful height at the moment.
Yes, but they're quickly fading, as I said.
That's right, Mrs. Bertha Upton Lockland. What
well,
else?
Now, you don't have to keep calling me Ms. Bertha Upton Lockland. Either
Upton
call me
Lockland.
Ms. Bertha, or Ms. Lockland, or Bertha, or ma'am.
All
but
right.
Please don't run through all those names.
Okay,
lady.
It makes
me very, very nervous when you do that.
Is Mr. Lockland here with you in town?
No, indeed not. He has nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll try to get over to see
you. Here's a free pass. Hope you'll drop up to see the flowers.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Bertha. Upland Lockland.
Will you please
Upland Lockland
don't...
It is.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Robin S.O.M.
S-O-M.
Yeah.
Dutch boy, a little Dutch girl in Holland. Picture a little windmill upon a Dutch hill in Holland. There's a yellow painted moon above them. A Dutch moon, too much moon. Guess what the little Dutch boy, a little Dutch girl are doing. Just from the look of things, would you say they're billing and cooing? Well, if you would like to know exactly, they're dreaming, just dreaming, dreaming. Oh, dream, oh, dream, oh, dream. He said this is too late, too late, too late, too late, too late time. She said yes, it's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late time. Then they talked about the weather, but their heads were close together. They agreed it's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late time. He said, are you truly, 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 truly mine? With a kiss, she sighed forever. You can hardly blame them, you would do the same. And truly, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, this is too late, too late, too late, too late, too late time. She said, too late, too late, too late, too late, too late time. Then they talked, yeah, they talked about the weather. Catch a catch, catch a catch. Their heads were close together, together.
Thank you. me some milk, cow?
Cow.
Lily has grown the mud. Lily's grown water. Lily's grown the mud. They come out of the water and they are beautiful like a dove. I love water lilies. I like the white ones, the pink ones, the yellow ones. The leaves fell, float on the water. Water lilies are so metaphysical. Water lilies, they float on top of the water. They're so, so at peace. I love water lilies. They never upset anybody. Water lilies, they give oxygen to the lake. I don't like it that they put chlorine in the lake. Kill off all the water lilies and cattail grass. Lilies are beautiful. They're romantic, you know. They grow out of the mud. And they bud. Water lilies are beautiful. They grow out of the mud. Water lilies aren't stuck up. They have white and yellow flowers. I like the splattered duck water lilies. The Indian pond lily. Water lilies give the fish oxygen. They give the fish shade. Water lilies fade across the lake. They have white leaves. They make me want to fall in love with you and me. I love water lilies better than roses. I love water lilies, don't you know it? I love water lilies better than roses. I love water lilies, don't you know? My dad took a fishing at the Douglas Lake in Michigan. We saw thousands of water lilies all over the lake again and again. When I used to go camping in Wisconsin, water lilies covered the lake. They without debate. Water lilies covered the lake. They are romantic, can't you see without debate? I love water lilies. I love the splattered ducks, pond lilies. I love the white and yellow water lilies. They are a law in the state of Wisconsin. You can't destroy water lilies. You gotta let them grow again and again. Love water lilies.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That's somewhere around 30 minutes of the first portion of the program that have now passed. We've got tons more to go, I'm sure of it, even though I don't know what it is yet, because I am pre-recording this at the Babyland Studios, where it's stinking hot. But hey, it's hot everywhere. I can't complain. Only because I'm not trying hard enough. But we got so much more silliness to go than we're going to get to the radio obituaries, so we'll be back sometime after the midnight hour with those radio obituaries right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
si, signor. Each night, while guitars would softly play, the tune seemed to dance around the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charm from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say, I love you.
With him. What do I see? The The world is filled with air. That's why Mr. Jones can't breathe as good as Mrs. Jones. They are the people who
Ricky Bates.
Oh, the multifloral rose is the only thing that grows on my Indiana farm upon the hill. You can try to cut or burn it, but there's nothing's gonna turn it, and I reckon now that nothing ever will. Well, I went and got some chickens, cause I thought maybe their pickings would keep those nasty rose bushes at bay. But between all of their scratching and their failed attempts at hatching, they didn't even bother look the rose's way. And that multifloral rose is the only thing that grows on my Indiana farm upon the hill. You can try to cut or burn it, there's nothing's gonna turn it, and I reckon now that nothing ever will. I spent $100 on a bunch of hungry ducks with hopes they'd turn attention to the vines. Well, I spent more than I oughter, cause they only play in water. They don't pay those pesky roses any mind. And that multifloral rose is the only thing that grows on my Indiana farm upon the hill. You can try to cut or burn it, there's nothing's gonna turn it, and I reckon now that nothing ever will. Well, I thought I knew my oats, so I got myself some goats, hoping that they'd chop the vines down to the earth. Well, they nibbled while they roamed and ate me out of house and home. Yes, I spent more on those goats than they were worth. And that multifloral rose is the only thing that grows on my Indiana farm upon the hill. You can try to cut or burn it, there's nothing's gonna turn it, and I reckon now that nothing ever will. Yes, I reckon now that nothing ever will.
Stuff, but they call this fun.
Dingle, dangle, mingle, mangle, shingle, shangle, ingle, angle. Tosatessimo, semesserosa, resibosa, besa. Dip, dap, dapple, apple, pip, pap, cattle, haddle. The big black bug bit the big black bear and made the big black bear bleed. Shooby Taylor go. Peep, 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 peep.
Mojo Jojo continues to lay waste to their town. The girls swoop in to stop this psychotic simian.
All right, Mojerk, how'd you like a taste of Buttercup?
Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day. Listen, it's like a bolt out of the blue. Ah, listen, it could be calling now for you. No, it's not too late. Something just for you and me. Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting truer every day.
Jonathan, Jonathan.
Yeah?
We want to know something.
Okay.
Well, have you ever been to Bermuda?
Yes.
My band once played down there. What did you like about Bermuda?
Well, there was something in the air
that kept soothing me and calming me down, making me feel better all around. Well, it's quiet that far out at sea. Bermuda's about 600 miles east of South Carolina. That's why I say so far. Well, down in Bermuda, down in Bermuda, it turned me all around. It turned me upside down in Bermuda. Ding, ding, boom, boom, boom. Well, down in Bermuda, I saw how stiff I was, and I changed it. Jonathan, when you say how stiff you were, what exactly are you talking about? I'll explain to you. Don't go away.
Well, you see, back then, I was in this band. We were playing this kind of stuff there back in about 1973. We were in Bermuda, and we had this job at the hotel called the Hotel Inverurie out there. We were playing stuff like this, you know. Well, she cracked, and I'm sad, and I won. Love, she cracked, I'm hurt, you're right. Well, she cracked, I won. She did things that I don't. She eats shit, eat creeps, get stalled. I stay alone, eat health food at home. Nothing snotty about that song, is there? No. And she cracked, I'm sad, I won. Well, so we were doing stuff like that. And we were okay, but like we had, you know, all kinds of Fender stuff. We were going like, and we were like playing all kind of like trip hammers. And we were going like ding, 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 you know, like that. The audience is going, oh, that's very nice and stuff. Yeah. You know, we were kind of serious and everything. We had a fair amount of equipment for a group back then and everything. We were just going, you know, you know, this is pretty important and everything. We're out there, yeah. Well, yeah, we're knocking them dead. Well, the trouble was, the people who were really knocking them dead were these 40-year-old guys. Back then, I never knew that I would someday be 40. Back then, that was older. Hey, they're 40-year-old guys. Well, I'm going to have to change it to 50-year-olds, see, because... So, in other words, there were people there as old as me. So, and they were the Bermuda strollers, and they all had sunglasses, so you couldn't tell when one guy was lazy and just wanted to lay off that day, would call up someone else. You know, they'd be the Bermuda strollers that day, so they all had sunglasses, so you couldn't tell who they were. But anyway, so we were doing that kind of stuff. The Bermuda strollers had big guitars like this and everything like that. And they were playing more stuff like this type of material, you know. All the college kids loved them. And they were going, bang, bang, Lulu. Lulu ran away. Lulu had to go bang, bang. That's why she ran away. Lulu had a boyfriend. Name was Tommy Tucker. Took him out to his house to see if he could bang, bang, Lulu. Lulu ran away. See, it still works. It was good that it still works. Lulu had to go bang, bang. That's why she ran away. And the guitar had this great fat sound. Kind of like this, you know. And it wasn't just him. The bass player was great, too. He was this old guy. Old guy? Sure, he was almost 40 years old. Hell. And he was in a windbreaker and everything like that. And then, you know, and he was just there, look, and then he was just going, you know, like, well, the lead guitar guy, or their only guitar guy, was going like a... Bass man's just going... and making it sound way bad. It's boom. And he's great. And he's just not moving. He's just kind of like chewing gum or something, just kind of, you know... He was like the Bill Wyman of the Caribbean, you know, he's out there. Just... And I'm watching this and I'm going, oh, we really are stiff. These guys really are looser than us. I'm thinking to myself. This is what I'm thinking. Oh. After that trip to Bermuda, you know, that band never got along as well after that. That was really the beginning of the end for us. It's true. Because I started getting way into that kind of stuff, you know. Started buying Calypso records and things. Ooh. See, it's catchy. You got it. It's catchy. So that's what I mean when I say how stiff I was. Okay, now we get it. Now you can get back to your song, Jonathan. Okay, thanks, man. Jonathan, Jonathan. Yeah, what? We want to know something. Yes. Well, did you wander around Bermuda? In fact, I did. Thank you for asking. I wandered all around. And the flowers in Bermuda, all the flowers, well, they almost knocked you down. Why? Because they smelt so strong, you know. Oh, yeah. And it was springtime when we were down there, too. Oh, yes. Little petals all around. Down in Bermuda. Down in Bermuda. It turned me all around. It turned me upside down. In Bermuda. Ding, ding. All down in Bermuda, I realized how stiff I was. I changed it just because. In Bermuda, Jonathan, Jonathan. Yeah, what do you want? We want to know something.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got a few more pieces of silliness to get to before we turn to the radio obituaries. I just wanted to stop in and say thank you so much for being here with us. I know you probably have a couple of options to do something different on your Saturday night. Maybe you don't, but I don't judge. I just thank you for being here with me tonight at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When I was just a little girl, I'd climb on Daddy's knee. And I'd sing this little song my mama taught me. Daddy would smile and hug my neck, and he'd give me a dime. I'd clap my hands and jump for joy. Those were happy times. I'd sing roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. I'm my daddy's darling, don't you think I'm sweet? Roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. I'm my daddy's darling, don't you think I'm sweet? Now mama died when I was 10, and daddy went away. He didn't even say goodbye, he just left one day. I grew up fast and moved to town, where I could walk the streets. I was looking for my daddy and every man I'd meet. I'd sing roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. I'm my daddy's darling, don't you think I'm sweet? Roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. I'm my daddy's darling, don't you think I'm sweet? I guess it's best daddy's not around to see his little girl. It would break his heart to know she's a woman of the world. She's singing roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. Won't you be my darling? Don't you think I'm sweet? If you give me some loving, I'll give you some time. I'll sing for you and I'll dance for you. It won't cost you a dime. Roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. Won't you be my darling? Don't you think I'm sweet? If you give me some lovin', I'll give you some time. I'll sing for you and I'll dance for you. It won't cost you a dime. Roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. I'm my daddy's darling, don't you think I'm sweet? Roses on my shoulders, slippers on my feet. I'm my daddy's darling.
Bloom on a rainy day. same. Steady sheet of sadness from a darkened sky above, but she clings to all that sadness with a wild and